Welcome back. And welcome if you're just joining us. Happy Friday, everybody. And it is Free Ticket Friday here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can find Free Ticket Friday every Friday throughout the summer across all of our network shows on Civic Media. And that means in the 4 o'clock hour, I will be dropping the word to win some tickets to the Brewers versus Cubs in their chase for the division lead. That game is coming up at 6:40 p.m. on Monday, July 28th. That's 6:40 p.m. on Monday, July 28th versus the dastardly Cubs in the I-94 rivalry of rivalries. You're going to want to text this word that I'm about to drop via the Civic Media app. Are you ready? If you don't have that app, go get it from wherever you get your apps from. The word to win for Free Ticket Friday today until 5 p.m. is Maggie. M-A-G-G-I-E. No points for misspelling, but it is M-A-G-G-I-E, as in it's the Maggie Dawn Show. And I've got a fabulous guest, elected state representative Robin Vining of the 13th Assembly District. She just announced yesterday her run for state senate. Before the break, we were talking with Robin about the idea of Democrats putting forward affirmative policies, affirmative ideas that really will serve all Wisconsinites, to get ahead of this, to not be in the reaction position, but in the affirmative offensive position, laying out a vision for Wisconsin, working people and middle-class families in this state. You mentioned listening to people before the break, Representative. Do you think we can do better to listen to people? How do Democrats do better? What's your plan to make sure that you are listening to your constituents and your would-be constituents in your new Senate district?
Sure. Well, I mean, part of listening is actually doing the things that people want you to do. If you say that you've heard someone, but you don't actually do something about it, have you really heard them? And so I think, you know, when I listen to my district, I hear over and over again, the schools, the underfunding in the public schools, that's a serious concern. It's causing property taxes to go up in a market where housing is already unaffordable, compounded with childcare costs for people who are, you know, trying to manage both. And so we need to do a better job saying, like, I hear you, and then actually enacting policies or making state budget decisions or what have you that are in sync with the needs of the people.
I think the other piece of that has to be actually showing up for the fights and engaging in the fight. I think Democrats, and at times there have been missed opportunities, just in my little old opinion here, where we haven't really taken the fight directly and very loudly out into the public sphere. It has been usually resistance in response to things. But the affirmative fight, I think, presents a really big opportunity for Democrats in 2026. During the break, you mentioned to me, hey, we've got to look at policies and things that really are uniting and bipartisan and aren't specifically a Democratic priority or again, leaning into those partisan divides. What's one such policy that you think we should be looking at for the 2026 race and that you want to elevate in your role currently and as a state senator?
Sure. So thank you. I've been waving my hands in the air for years now that we have a mental health crisis. It's affecting every corner of the state, every socioeconomic level. It's everyone. It's affecting everyone. And this is not partisan. The mental health crisis it affects everyone and everybody cares about it. So we hear from people please act. People who say to me, I don't really want to see the government spending more money, are saying, I want you to spend money on mental health because we see it as critical, because we see it as urgent. And so I have written a bill package called the Mental Healthcare is Healthcare package now for several sessions in a row, growing the package with the number and types of bills each legislative session. We just introduced it about a month ago. And so we've got to work on mental health. And that, to me, if we get the majority, as I've watched Republicans like barely move on mental health, they've moved. I'm glad we've gotten them to move. Mm-hmm. But we need to act we need to do more. And so, so to me, we would get the majority to do a very nonpartisan or multi-partisan effort to really engage with the mental health crisis and deliver for Wisconsinites.
I've started to throw around the word cross-partisan, trying to figure out, like, what is the thing that actually isn't really about parties at all? It's just good gosh darn public policy. And I think mental health is one of them. As someone who struggled with depression and anxiety throughout much of my young and adult life, I applaud that. I appreciate that. Mental health care is health care, and we should have a right to access that when we are in need. I couldn't agree with you more. We're joined again this half hour by Representative Robin Vining of the state's 13th Assembly District. She's running for state senate. She announced that yesterday. Let's turn a page and just do a little bit of fun stuff. Here's my big gotcha question this afternoon. What is something about you, Robin, that people don't know, that hasn't shown up in some other biography of you, that people might find a wee bit surprising?
Oh, I don't know. I'm so terrible at questions like this.
It's why I don't tell you about them ahead of time.
I would have a better answer. I don't know. My first thought was, I really love the show Severance, like, a lot.
Oh, it's something very minutia level is a perfectly acceptable answer to that. I just stumbled across The Morning Show and Severance, finally caving to yet another subscription. So I'm right there with you, Representative Vining. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. We can't wait to have you back as you move forward in your Senate campaign for 2026. She's Robin Vining, the proud representative of the fighting 13th Assembly District. Stay tuned, everybody. We got more coming up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you, Maggie.